Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get it rolling here on the Burgundy and Gold today, right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. You're tapped into the youngest in charge. I know Willingham will take you up to 7 o'clock here on a Burgundy and Gold game day. Preseason game number 2 coming up tonight for the Washington Commanders. And I was saying it to Anthony before we started. First of all, brother, you're back. We missed you last week as we got things cracking off here on the Burgundy and Gold today. What's going on, player?
Hey, what's up, brother, man? Yes, I am back, sir.
Back and better. Anthony will tell us later in the show why he left us hanging last week, but that we'll get to that as we roll throughout the show. There's a lot to get to. I was saying it to you before we started, though, man. This is... And maybe I'm hyperbolizing it, but this is one of the more highly anticipated second preseason games in recent memory for me.
Highly anticipated, dude?
To call it that, I know. It's just preseason. But it's highly anticipated for a bunch of different reasons, right? First and foremost, let's just rewind here for a second. If the dark cloud of Terry McLaurin in the contract conundrum, if that wasn't hanging over this franchise's head, I think the conversation would be right now, wow. This team, for the first time in a long time, has real, genuine expectations in front of them after winning, 12 games last year and punching their ticket to the conference title game. There are expectations for this group. And when you don't get to see your starters in week one of the preseason week number 2, when you get to see some starters, you get to thinking, first time to see Jaden Daniels as a sophomore. First time we get to see this revamped defensive front. There are still, and we'll talk about this as we roll throughout the show, there are still major question marks that still exist with this group. Some are going to get answered tonight. Obviously, not all of them are going to get answered tonight. But we will get to see some starters. And coming up here momentarily, we'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He told us over the weekend who was not going to be in action tonight for Washington. But we got a lot to get to, including the big news that actually broke right at the tail end of Chris Russell's show. Brian Robinson Jr., let's just go in order with this. It was reported yesterday by Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports that the Commanders were shopping Brian Robinson Jr. We found out earlier this afternoon from Mike Garofolo, who was the first to report it of the NFL Network, that B-Rob is not going to play tonight, and it was a mutual decision between the team and Brian Robinson Jr. So the question that I know a lot of you all out there have, is it officially Bill Merritt season? We'll touch on that as we roll throughout the show, but a little teaser on that real quick. I don't know if the Brian Robinson decision really has much to do with Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. We'll expound upon that as we roll throughout the show. We also got some other big-time news over the weekend as well. Terry McLaurin taken off of the physically unable to perform list, and if you've been listening to me over the past several weeks, that was, honestly, to me, his final piece of leverage that he did have. Because whether or not you believe me or not, this was true. If McLaurin would have started the season on PUP, which obviously was a long way from getting to that conclusion. But if he would have started the season on PUP, it's an opportunity for him to miss games early on in the season, free of consequence, right? It was the ability for him to miss games, you know, without having to worry about, you know, will I get fined or not? Will I get my game check or not? Because when you're on PUP, you still receive those game checks. Now that he's off of PUP, what exactly does it mean? We'll touch on that as we roll throughout the show as well. Coming up at about 5:30, we'll go behind enemy lines with Paul Daner Jr., who covers the Cincinnati Bengals for The Athletic. They had a little bit of a wide receiver hold in last year as well. We'll get Daner's thoughts on, you know, how Ja'Marr Chase handled last year in terms of his hold in, fighting for that contract. We know how that situation ultimately played out. He didn't get paid till this offseason. So is Terry McLaurin in a similar boat? We'll go live out the Northwest Stadium at 6:30 as our pal J.P. Finley going to join the program and give us the latest from Northwest Stadium. We'll also bring you, and I love game days for this reason, we'll bring you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six commanders that I'll have under the microscope as we get geared up for tonight. Me and the committee up all night burning the midnight oil, grinding the tape to see exactly who we should be keyed in on for tonight's second preseason game. We'll get to that before we get out of here as well. But right off the rip, man, like, to me, I said at the start, this is, call it what you want. You can say I'm hyperbolizing, I'm gassing it, I can care less. For me, it is a highly anticipated second preseason game. Major questions still exist. We'll see some of the starters for tonight. As far as who we will not see tonight against the Cincinnati Bengals, and if you were tapped in with me over the weekend, you heard the laundry list of guys that are not going to suit up for tonight. But enough of me. We'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, on who is out tonight versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, when I start, I'll give you just some players that will be out for the game, some that we're going to hold, and others due to injury. So I'll just give you a rundown of that. So Wagner, Miller, Ertz, Tunsil, and the next crew is Cosme and Coleman, Brown and McLaurin, Mariota, McGee, Jean-Baptiste, and Jonathan Jones.
So a pretty lengthy list for Washington. Not the 30 deep that they were missing last week in Foxborough, but when I look at this list, and I'll run through it here again quickly, no Bobby Wagner tonight. Probably should have been expected when you think about just where he is at this point in his career. The cynic in me immediately raised my eyebrows and went, oh, God, are we going to have to go through what we went through last year? Because let's be real, right? Yes, I understand he ended up playing, what was it, like 98% of the snaps, was an all-pro once again. But weeks 1 and 2 last year for Bobby Wagner simply was not good. Missed tackles, run fits were off. You thought it was a byproduct of him not playing at all in the preseason. Clearly, they're going with that same plan and approach this time around. We'll see how it ultimately impacts them once the season starts, but not surprised by that. The impact of Bobby Wagner not playing tonight, though, I think is huge. Maybe, just maybe, his replacement for tonight will end up in Nell's Super Six Pack. My big question, though, is who wears the green dot tonight? I think I asked this question several times throughout the year last year, and no one had an answer for me, because when you got a guy in Bobby that's playing 98% of the snaps, it doesn't really give anyone else the opportunity to wear that dot. Is it going to be a Quan Martin? Will it be Frankie Louvu? I would assume it's Quan, just knowing his football smarts and instincts, but something that we'll monitor as we get geared up for tonight. Von Miller not going to dress for tonight. Doesn't surprise me at all. He's had a pretty damn good camp, so I get it, right? The veterans that aren't going to play, you get it. They've earned the right to not play. Zach Ertz going to be out tonight as well. I've reported all camp long. He has been, you know, super impactful throughout training camp to this point. Him and Jayden Daniels, you know, continuing to build on that rapport that they were able to, you know, put into place last year. So not surprised that you're not seeing him. Big opportunity tonight for Ben Sinnott, though, on this first-team offense, right? When you think about why Ben Sinnott didn't have much of an impact during his rookie season, is because Zach Ertz was never out. You know, he was always in the lineup, and when you go to your 12 and 13, you know, personnel sets, a lot of the time John Bates is used as that second tight end. And tonight it's going to be a situation where you're going to see Bates and Sinnott early here for Washington. And I wonder how Sinnott ultimately, you know, handles that increased role. Laramie Tunsil is out. Now that worries me a little bit, because I don't know how long I want Jaden Daniels playing behind a makeshift offensive line. There will be no Laremy Tunsil. Sam Cosmi obviously out because he's on PUP still. This is another interesting one to me. No Brandon Coleman for tonight for DC. So it's probably going to impact how much you see the starting quarterback here. Your projected left side of your offensive line for week number one against New York, not playing tonight. So I'm sure that's going to impact playing time, but it'll give an opportunity to a guy like Chris Paul, to a guy like Andrew Wiley and Trent Scott, who are continuing to work in there and get reps with this group. Noah Brown out as expected, and he's the guy, of all the dudes that are on the shelf right now, Noah Brown is the one to me that I'm most concerned about in terms of his availability for the season opener, because we simply just have not seen him, you know, enough throughout camp to this point. So not a surprise that he's out, but your starting wide receiver group tonight, I think, is going to be the one we've seen in training camp here. Deebo Samuel and Luke McCaffrey lined up on the outside. And then the rookie, the young pup, Jalen Lane, I would assume gets the start tonight at the slot wide receiver spot. We'll see how he is able to take advantage of those increased snaps. No Terry McLaurin, no Marcus Mariota. He's another guy that I'm kind of starting to, you know, raise my eyebrows up a little bit at in terms of his availability for the season opener. Jordan McGee being out tonight opens up a huge, huge door for a certain rookie linebacker. We'll touch on that as we roll throughout the show as well. But him and Brandon Coleman, when you think about what the story was for those two guys during their rookie season, it was about their inability to stay off of the trainer's table. Jordan McGee more so than Brandon Coleman, as we saw BC play each and every game last year. But Jordan McGee, think about all that we heard this offseason about how his injury really changed their plans defensively last year in terms of not being able to play their base 4-3 look more often because they didn't have that third linebacker that they trusted. Well, looking at my watch here, start of the sophomore season, still on the trainer's table. So we'll see how quickly he is able to come back and be reintegrated into all of this. When you talk to Dan Quinn and company, they make it seem like the Jordan McGee injury situation, not that big of a deal. We're going to give you a 53-man roster projection either tomorrow or Wednesday. And when Nikki Javala put her 53 out, man, there was no Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who is not playing tonight. When you think about that defensive end spot and, you know, why we were okay, I guess, with Washington not putting more capital towards it, Javonte Jean-Baptiste was definitely a part of that equation. He has not practiced in a week and a half, 2 weeks, so you're starting to worry about, you know, whether he's going to have enough time to ramp himself up and get himself to stick on this 53-man roster. And then no Jonathan Jones tonight either. The team brought in Daryl Worley, but they're listing him as a safety. So I guess you're going to see a lot more Carlin Vigors tonight. The lead story to me, though, for tonight, we get to see the first teamers for the first time, really, this offseason, this preseason. So I'm geeked up about it. Another opportunity for us to get some answers here. That's the biggest thing that I guess I'm looking forward to tonight. Major questions still exists with this Washington Commanders football team. Despite the vibes being sky high right now, there are still a bunch of questions that exist. Tonight we'll get some answers, but even after tonight, when the clock hits triple zeros, there'll still be some question marks to face this group. The preseason finale is coming up Saturday against the Baltimore Ravens, and then cut down day, I'm looking it up right now, cut down day I believe is that Tuesday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So we are getting into crunch time when it comes to the Washington Commanders and figuring out what exactly this group is going to be for the 2025 season. Tonight, though, another opportunity to answer a whole bunch of questions. A lot more to get to here on the Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock tonight. J.P. Finley going to join us live from Northwest Stadium at 6:30. We'll go behind enemy lines at 5:30 with Paul Danner Jr. of The Athletic. When we get back, though, I've been touching on it the whole segment. I'll give you the biggest question marks with the Commanders that need to be answered heading into tonight. We'll do that next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just getting rolling here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today it is a game day. Here on the Burgundy and Gold today, you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Bengals and Commanders coming straight at you, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time under the bright lights on Monday Night Football. And I built in an excuse for the boys last week. First of all, I say it all the time. It's hard to fake urgency and desperation when it comes to professional sports. You either are jacked up or you're not. And last week in the preseason opener in Foxborough, yes, Washington was down 30 starters. But the biggest reason that I think they lost 48-18 is that Mike Vrabel had those cats juiced right from the outset. When you think about how easy or difficult it is, rather, to get professional athletes geeked up for the preseason opener, especially when you got a team full of vets, it's kind of difficult. They've been here before. They've done that. You can't fake that hype or that level of, you know, want to. For Mike Vrabel, it was easy. Tom Brady's getting a damn statue unveiled pregame. If you don't think that Tom Terrific came in the locker room and hollered at them boys and said, hey, yo, let's go do the damn thing, then you're beside yourself. So I understood why they came out a little bit flat, and obviously you saw it right from the opening kickoff. Travion Henderson kicking up turf pellets behind him, man. It was electric, and it honestly set the tone for the rest of that game. Tonight, though, I think the roles are totally reversed. And here's why. Monday Night Football, at home, under the lights, you're the only game on television tonight. Yes, the starters aren't going to get the chance to play. We'll probably see them for about a quarter, I assume. But for the rest of the guys, the fact that you're in prime time, everybody's watching you. It's Joe Buck. It's Troy Aikman. It's Lisa Salters on the sideline. Like, this is that big game feel that, quite frankly, if you're DQ and this coaching staff, shouldn't be hard to get the guys revved up for today. But what I want to touch on right now, and I feel like as we're starting to get closer to kickoff, you know, some of these, you know, questions that we're about to hit on here, they come to the top of the mind a little bit differently. It's preseason week two. Cut down day is 1 week from tomorrow. What are the biggest question marks with the Commanders that need to be answered? And I get it, right? All of the questions that we're about to go through, they may not get answered tonight. But we do need answers to these questions. And I'm going to start with this. How much better is Washington's run defense? When you're talking about a stat or a metric in the game that's going to determine how successful this year is or whether or not they fail, it's the run defense. When you look at why, you know, we had question marks about them last year, why I didn't believe in them going on a long postseason run, it was because of the simple fact that they couldn't stop the run. You all know what the numbers are. We'll reiterate them here once more. Third worst in the National Football League last year in terms of rushing yards allowed per play. In terms of rushing yards allowed per game, third worst in the National Football League. In terms of rushing yards allowed before contact, they were third worst in the National Football League. So they knew that, and they went out and they addressed that problem and that issue. They bring in Javon Kinlaw. They bring in Adetrich Wise. Right? They sign Eddie Goldman off of the shelf with the hopes of, hey, this guy can turn back the clock a little bit and be that run stuffer that we know that we need. But, like, that to me is what I'm looking at tonight, because all camp long, I ain't going to lie, man, all camp long, the most consistent thing that we've seen with the Commanders day in, day out, is that front four, you feel their impact, whether it's in pass rushing situations, whether it's in run stuffing situations, you feel the impact of Washington's front four. The two defensive players, or the two defensive linemen, I guess, I don't want to speak for the whole defense, but the two defensive players that have had the best camp to this point, that has been most consistent throughout the first couple of weeks of camp, has been Dorrance Armstrong and Javon Kinlaw. We talk about the trickle-down effect that signing a Laremy Tunsil has, right? Josh Connerly Jr. gets to get coached up, right? You get all of these young offensive linemen with an all-pro in the room that's done it before. I think the same type of trickle-down effect happens on defense. Von Miller coming into that room, you've seen Dorrance Armstrong all of a sudden seem a little bit more bendier, a little bit more impactful. But to me, in terms of like the biggest question mark with this group, it's the run defense for me. Because if that group's not going to be improved, when you look at the first 5 weeks of the season, when you've got Ashton Jeanty, Omarion Hampton, Josh Jacobs, Bijan Robinson, you ain't going to be able to ease your way into this running back schedule. You're going to find out right away if this group is improved or not. Tonight is our first chance to see a Javon Kinlaw and a Daron Payne here in this preseason. And all of the hype surrounding Daron Payne heading into this year, I think is warranted, right? Contract year. You saw the way that he played last time he was in a contract year. And then the unsung thing to me is this is first time being in a football locker room minus John Allen in a long time. So I got the chance to catch up with Sharif Floyd last week, and he spoke about just Daron being more of a leader, more vocal, taking the work a little bit more serious. I think tonight that's one of my big questions. How much better is this run defense? The other question I got is this, and we've been talking about this, it feels like, all training camp long here. Who emerges from this Washington Commanders wide receiver room? I know Friday I made the headlines by labeling Luke McCaffrey as a bust. Hopefully he comes out and proves me totally wrong tonight. That would be the best case scenario for me, for us, for the team. But the question marks at wide receiver are real. Without Noah Brown, without Terry McLaurin, who is going to be that guy that emerges and separates themselves? Despite Terry not being there, despite Noah not being there, for all the fat jokes that people made about Deebo Samuel heading into this offseason, heading into this camp, him and Jayden Daniels, their rapport, mwah, chef's kiss. Each and every day, they're hooking up on a deep shot. Whether it's Deebo running the slot fade, whether it's him getting a good release on the outside and running up the sideline, he has been super impactful for this offense throughout training camp. But the bottom line is this, and I've said it all offseason. In order for Deebo Samuel to be the best version of himself, someone else has got to step up. Because when it comes week one and you're going up against the Giants, and if there's no Noah Brown, and if Terry is, you know, still working to get back and build that rapport, Guess who's getting double teamed? Guess who's getting the extra coverage and attention? It'll be Debo. So tonight, I'm looking at Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey, Ja'Cory Brooks, Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne. Who is going to emerge from that wide receiver room? Last week, though, Cliff made some headlines with the way that he spoke about the wide receiver room during his presser. Here is Cliff on the current state of the wide receiver room in D.C.
And have you been able to see from the wide receiver room what you need to see from that group and how are they shaping up together?
Yeah, it's still a work in progress. Some guys are taking advantage of the opportunities and some have not. And that's what we wanted to see. Without, you know, Terry and Noah getting much, we know what Debo is. And then there's a lot of guys that are trying to earn a roster spot. And so that competition has been good, but I think there's still a lot to show over the next 3 weeks.
Huh. Saying the quiet part out loud, huh, Cliffy? A lot to be shown, but this is what really stuck out to me. Guys have had an opportunity to take advantage of the extra reps. And what did Cliff say? Some guys have, some guys haven't. You don't think he's talking to Luke McCaffrey when we're talking about guys that haven't taken advantage of this? He is somebody that I'm going to have. He's somebody that will be under the microscope for me tonight. We don't know if he'll make the Super Six Pack or not, but come hell or high water, I am looking at Luke McCaffrey tonight and seeing, can he make plays? Can he redeem himself? Because camp to this point, the best way that I can put it in terms of his performance throughout this training camp, underwhelming at best. And it's not just about the inability to separate, which has been a major story for all of the wide receivers out there. But when you're a cat in year two that's trying to, you know, carve out a role for himself on the first team offense, all the concentration drops that we've seen from him this camp, not only does it probably, you know, annoy the hell out of the coaching staff, will Jaden Daniels still have the trust to keep coming back to you with the football if he knows it's a 50-50 chance he's going to hit the turf? The other thing I'm looking at is this. The other question mark that needs to be answered tonight is this. Is the training camp hype at corner real? Trey Amos has been first team all Ashburn in terms of the way he's looked dating all the way back to the spring. There is a confidence, there's a swagger that he plays with, and I think right now, if we were to start the season today in New York, I'm putting him on Malik Nabers. That's how strong of a camp that Trey Amos has had. Is it because he's going up against Cool Hand Luke and the cast of Misfit Toys, or is Trey Amos the real deal? That's the question tonight. And it's not just Trey Amos. Southeast Sean, Marshawn Lattimore have loved, you know, the opportunities that I've had to talk to him off the record. He's hungry. He's motivated. He hears all the hype. He hears all the noise surrounding last year and how high of expectations the folks have on him for this year. He's had a good camp as well, though. But we're going to find out tonight, right? You can't duck what's going to happen tonight. That first team Bengals offense is going to come out there, and it's going to be T. Higgins. It's going to be Ja'Marr Chase, and you got to line up and go get it. That's the biggest question to me right now. Is the training camp hype at cornerback real? One of the matchups that we'll get to see tonight is Trey Amos going up against Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Here is the defensive coordinator of the Commanders, Joe Witt, on how he expects Amos to handle that.
I think it'll help a lot. You know, I value Ja'Marr Chase so much, man. I think this kid is the premier receiver in the league. I mean, he's second to none. He can run the routes. He's run after catch. And so the ability to be able to go up there and defend a guy like that. And I'm excited to see, because we've covered really well out here every day, especially the top five corners. And so I'm excited to see against, you know, who I think is the best receiver in the league in Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah. Joe Witt saying the quiet part out loud. We've covered really well out here talking about in training camp, but how does it look now that you're going up against a different colored jersey? If you believe the reports coming out of Foxborough last week at the joint practice, there was some good, there was some bad. Tonight, another opportunity for this rehauled cornerback room to go up against some elite guys at the position as T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase come to town. My final question is this that needs to be answered for the Commanders. May not get answered tonight, but we're going to find answers sooner rather than later. Who's going to emerge as this team's running back one? And I know with the Brian Robinson news, a lot of you all are crowning Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt as that running back one. We'll see. I think the kid has shown a ton throughout camp to this point. There's just a different type of juice that he has in the backfield that he runs with. but he's only played in one preseason game. And in that preseason game, what was it, 5 or 6 carries? How does he look tonight? Will he get an extended workload with Brian Robinson Jr. not being active? I want to take your calls, though, at 301-230-0980. As we get geared up for the second preseason game for the Washington Commanders, what are the biggest question marks with the Commanders that need to be answered? They may not get answered tonight, but we do need answers. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, your calls. Plus, we'll get into a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top 6 Commanders that I have under the microscope as we get geared up for the second preseason game. Your calls next. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge on O. Willingham. I'll take you up to 7 o'clock. It is a game day here on the Team 980. We'll go behind enemy lines coming up at 5:30 as Paul Danner Jr. joins us from The Athletic. He covers the Cincinnati Bengals, has covered them for years. They're in town tonight. Monday Night Football, Commanders and Bengals to wrap up preseason week number 2. And we found out over the weekend a bunch of guys going to be out tonight for the Washington Commanders. Once again, not the 30 dudes that missed the preseason opener against the Patriots, but here it is one more time. No Bobby Wagner tonight. No Von Miller tonight. No Zach Ertz tonight. No Laremy Tunsil tonight. No Brandon Coleman tonight. As expected, no Noah Brown, no Terry McLaurin. Marcus Mariota sitting this one out. Jordan McGee sitting this one out. Javonte Jean-Baptiste sitting this one out. And then new cornerback acquisition, Jonathan Jones, going to sit this one out as well. Right now, taking your calls at 301-230-0980. What are the biggest questions that the Commanders need to have answered tonight in this second preseason game against the Bengals? And then if they don't get answers to these questions tonight, I'm sure in the coming days here, we'll get the answers to these questions. Preseason finale comes your way Saturday against Baltimore, and then the following Tuesday, cut down day across the National Football League. So we are inching closer towards the start of the regular season. 301-230-0980 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Before we get to your calls, I want to run through my questions here real quick. My number one question, how much better is this team's run defense? We all know how that group struggled last year. Who emerges here from this wide receiver room? And is the training camp hype at cornerback real for the Washington Commanders? Trey Amos has been first team all Ashburn. Mikey Samer still has transitioned back into the slot nicely. And then Marshawn Lattimore has looked like the Marshawn Lattimore of old. Is it real, though? That's the question, and we'll get an answer tonight. Lap is in D.C. Lap, your biggest question that still faces the Commanders as we get geared up for this second preseason game.
It's the receivers, man. I think that the defense is going to be much better. The offense kind of scares me with the running game. We don't really know how that's going to be. And then with this whole Terry situation, none of these guys has really, you know, separated themselves and made a name for themselves. And hopefully we get some of them answers to those questions like you alluded to, you know, with this preseason, if we don't get all of the answers that we need. So I want to see, man, and I'm hoping Jaden look good out there, man. Get some reps because it's a practice game, man. We got to see something, you know. I know they.
That's a big question too, Lap. So I'll ask you. Yeah. We'll touch on this a little bit later in terms of how long the starters should play. Yeah. I will say this about Jaden in the first team offense, because there is no Brandon Coleman, because there is no Laremy Tunsil, I have slight doubts about how long I should keep him out there, talking about Jaden Daniels. But I get what you're saying. Yeah. I'm excited because we get to see this offense for the first time this preseason.
Yeah. And I want to see the corners go against, you know, Chase and Higgins and, you know, how they fare against Joe Burrow, man. That's going to be an exciting matchup to see. So we shall see, man, but I'm excited. I'm just glad football here, bro.
Keep I'm about to say work, we bro. Will see. Appreciate you as always, Lap. 301-230-0980. The cornerback spot, to me, the run defense is obviously huge, but the cornerback spot just as important because stylistically, like last year defensively, right, I think we kind of got to see what Dan Quinn and company want to be, who they want to be, rather. They blitzed at the 6th highest rate in the National Football League. That's despite having zero trust in the corners that they had on the perimeter. They blitzed at the 6th highest rate last year. And that was with the Benjamin St. Juiced, getting snaps week in and week out. Emmanuel Forbes played at the start of the season. When they revamped this secondary and retooled this secondary, I thought, man, you know, you want to play a little bit more zone. You want to have seven in coverage as much as possible because you want to have cushion for these guys. But they showed you right off of the rip. Doesn't really matter who we have out there. Our style is our style. And what does Joe Witt Jr. say? It's not for everybody. We're going to blitz no matter what. And to me, I wonder how we see them, you know, deploy their blitzes coming up in the regular season. Now that you trust Marshawn Lattimore on the perimeter and man-to-man coverage, now that you trust, you know, Trey Amos on the perimeter and man-to-man coverage, does it impact how much you blitz? It was the sixth highest blitzing team last year with corners that they now trust. Do they blitz even more? 301-230-0980 is the number. What are the biggest question marks facing this Commanders team as we get geared up for the second preseason game tonight against the Cincinnati Bengals? Let's go to Tyler in Richmond. Tyler, your biggest question marks facing the Commanders as we get geared up for tonight.
What's going on, Linnell? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. Appreciate you tapping in with me, man.
I got two quick things.
Yeah.
First of all, about tonight. First of all, Luke McCaffrey was out due to an illness for most of the game last week.
Mm-hmm.
So given that he's had a long layoff, I think you're going to see much more time out of him. And my second point is, due to this, as far as this Jordan Schultz report goes, Fox Sports about Brian Robinson, I'm not trading him unless I can get a player that can help me win now, because I'm a franchise that's in win now mode. That's all I got.
I totally understand it, Tyler. We appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980. The Brian Robinson thing, and we'll touch on that as we roll throughout the show here. Tonight, though, if you're Jacory Kroski Merritt, Bill, as he likes to go by, I mean, the runway for you to steal this running back one job, I feel like it's right there for the taking. Now, my prediction for tonight in terms of who comes out there on first and second down with the first team offense, I think it's going to be Austin Ekeler. Like, that's just my hunch. I'll even take it a step further. I think right now, and I don't know if I'm giving away state secrets when I say this, I think he should largely be viewed as the best running back on this team right now. Overall, when it comes to pass catching, pass blocking, actually running in between the tackles, making guys miss. Austin Ekeler last year, if he doesn't have the concussion situation, I mean, who knows how big of a year he would have had statistically, because you felt his impact every time he was on the field. 301-230-0980 is the number. As we get geared up for the second preseason game tonight for the Washington Commanders, what are the biggest questions that still need to be answered? Your call's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Still moving and grooving right along here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock here on a game day, right here on the Team 980. Preseason game number 2 between the Commanders and Bengals coming at you in about 3 hours or so. Monday Night Football under the bright lights. What other way would you want to have it? We'll break it all down for you. We'll preview it all for you as we take you up to 7 o'clock. We'll go behind enemy lines. Coming up at about 5:30, our guy Paul Danner Jr., who covers the Bengals for The Athletic, going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on how the Bengals have looked throughout the offseason to this point, and then how long does he expect our starters to play. But before we do that, a couple of housekeeping notes, including getting back to your calls at 301-230-0980. What I want to look at right now, what are some of the biggest question marks that still need to be answered for the Washington Commanders as we get geared up for preseason game number 2? And I get it, right? It is just preseason game number 2. Every question that exists right now probably won't be answered tonight. I totally understand that. But of the ones that can be answered, what's going to happen here? 301-230-0980 is the number. I'll run through mine here real quick before we get back to the phones. My number one question, and I think it's a lot of yours as well, how much better is this team's run defense? You were bottom 5 in the National Football League in pretty much every major statistical category when it comes to tracking run defense a season ago. And your moves this offseason screamed that you thought you had to get better there too. Insert Dietrich Wise. Insert Javon Kinlaw. We're going to see it for the first time tonight, just how much improved that group is. The wide receiver room, they have been the talk of training camp for all of the wrong reasons. Will a Luke McCaffrey or a Jalen Lane or a Michael Gallup, who emerges here tonight? We know what Deebo Samuel is. He has been literally hell on wheels all throughout camp. He has been absolutely awesome. Each and every day him and Jaden Daniels hook up. Who else is going to step up? Who else is going to make themselves a power player and a serious threat in this wide receiver room? Is the training camp hype real at the cornerback spot? Trey Amos, I keep saying it, put it on a T-shirt. First team all Ashburn. Looks every bit of a first-round pick, even though he was selected in the second round. He looks like he is ready. He is geared up to be this team's number one corner when the season starts. Well, tonight, what a warm-up. You get Ja'Marr Chase. You get T. Higgins. Two guys that are both widely considered, you know, number one wide receivers. We know what Ja'Marr Chase is. T, despite him getting paid like a two, for damn sure is a number one. And then who emerges as this team's RB1? And I think we'll get some answers on that tonight, because whoever starts the game, I would think, has to have the leg up. Your calls, though, 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Vince is in Accokeek. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Vince?
What's up, Danielle?
What's going on, brother? Your biggest questions facing this team still as we get geared up for tonight.
So if I'm being completely honest with you, my biggest question facing the team is the whole team. And I'll even start with the quarterback. Like, the way we've run this offseason, we have told ourselves that Jaden Daniels is the quarterback that doesn't need any weapons around him to be the superhero to carry the team. So my question is he really that? Because we don't know yet. I want to believe in that. I want to believe that we have that guy, but we don't know that yet. This is year two, so let's find out. All the questions that you said, is the run defense better? Is the defense period better? Can the corners really cover? Because who have they been covering in training camp? Based on the non-receivers that we have,
yeah.
Are they good? Because they've covered nobody. Because we don't have anybody.
Yeah.
Let's build a guy. What the coaching staff changes, did Cliff really grow? Because last year, one of the biggest problems was we didn't move Terry around at all. We all felt like Terry should have moved around more, and Terry should have had more opportunities to get the ball. And Cliff claimed he couldn't move Terry because the rest of the offense didn't know what to do. Well, the offense been looking like crap all offseason, according to all the reports. So did the offense grow? Like, it's a lot of questions. The team. Oh, and where's Terry's contract? What's up with AP? The team. Everything's a question for me.
Vince, we appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of the night. Enjoy the game. The moving Terry part around is interesting, what Vic said. We'll touch on that a little bit later, too. But what he said about Jaden Daniels, I think, is it's saying the quiet part out loud. And look, I think we all know, after what we saw from that young man last year, at worst, I think he's going to be a, you know, perennially considered a top 10 to 12 quarterback in the National Football League. At worst. The question is he legitimately in that tier of elite guys that, you know, make everyone around them better? The four horsemen, as I like to call them, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen. Is Jaden Daniels next in line? You get to prove it coming up here tonight. Because straight up, you're not going to have Terry McLaurin or Noah Brown. It's going to be Deebo Samuel, rookie Jalen Lane, second-year cat Luke McCaffrey. Can you make this offense tick? You're going to be without probably one of your top pass-catching targets for the regular season in Zach Ertz. Can you make things shake? It's going to be the question here. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your biggest question marks facing the Commanders as we get geared up for the second preseason game tonight. Alex is in Alexandria. Wants to chime in. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, this is Birch.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
I kind of agree with the last caller.
Alex, we're going to throw you on hold because your phone sounds like you're underwater. But I want to expound more upon, you know, the Jaden Daniels thing. Look, he is built and made up of all the right stuff, so I don't have many doubts or reservations about him, but seeing it here in year number two is a real thing. It's a real thing. He didn't get to play in the preseason opener. Apparently, he looked good in the joint practice against New England, but when you can get hit and sacked, how do you react? Live bullets are going to get to fly tonight. And I think Jaden Daniels definitely somebody that you got to take a look at. But more importantly, I think we know what Jaden's going to be. Who emerges at wide receiver is the question. And I know I already put a dagger in the career of Luke McCaffrey. I get it. But I would love for him to come out tonight and have a couple of catches and build some positive momentum as we get geared up for the preseason finale. Because Lord knows he needs the confidence. Wasn't a lot of positive moments for him last year. And I think tonight, while it looks like something that's a real issue for the team, I think being without Terry and Noah, and Cliff alluded to this, it honestly, in the long run, could end up being a good thing. Because if Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown were out there, it slows down the development of a Jalen Lane. It slows down the maturation process of a Luke McCaffrey. Because the opportunities simply weren't going to be there. What is disappointing to me to this point, like Cliff alluded to, no one's grabbed that proverbial brass ring yet. No one's went out and said, hey, it's my job. Can someone do that here tonight? Will it be Jalen Lane? Will it be Luke McCaffrey? I know Deebo Samuel's going to make plays. I've been screaming that from the mountaintops since we first acquired him. If you got a little bit of extra change to throw around, put some money on Deebo Samuel leading this team in touchdown receptions. And that was you know, I was thinking that under the impression that, you know, Terry was going to be here. Now that Terry hasn't been here and there's more opportunity and more targets to go around, I think Deebo Samuel is going to be in for a big year. We get to see him make his preseason debut tonight as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your calls right now on the biggest questions facing the Commanders entering the second preseason game tonight. What still needs to be answered as we get geared up for Monday Night Football? Charles wants to chime in. What's going on, Charles? How are you?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
My biggest question, without a doubt, is their run defense. Yeah. If you cannot stop the run, what reason does anybody have to even try to see what IDBs are going to be like?
Very true.
What reason does anybody have? I mean, that's going to also lessen whatever wire is, even if McClellan was there, that's going to lessen their time on the field because people are going to be too busy running down our throats.
I think it's a good point here. And the bottom line is this: when it comes to the run defense, we're going to find out sooner than later whether or not it's fixed. I think Cincy's run game, they got a rookie at left guard, Dylan Fairchild, out of the University of Georgia. The right guard spot has been a rotating door all throughout training camp. So Washington should, in theory, have the advantage tonight on the interior, talking about having a Javon Kinlaw and a Deron Payne and a Dra'Zon Newton. Those guys should have the advantage on the interior tonight. What do they do with it is the question. Javon Kinlaw is a dude that I know a lot of people, you know, have questions about.
And for me, all offseason, that has been my number one concern. If you cannot stop the run, I've been on sideline. When a team can just run the ball down your throat, it demoralizes everybody on the team.
And, Charles, I'll take it a step further, and I appreciate the call. I'll take it a step further. You talk to, and I came on here last season, and you and Craig saying this. You talk to coaches at every level, middle school, high school, college, pro. Your number one non-negotiable on the defensive side of the football, you can't let teams run the ball down your throat. It opens up everything else for you as an offense. So for tonight against Cincinnati, who doesn't really have a traditional running attack, like Chase Brown is a dude at the position, he'll make plays, but in terms of their run game, it's a work in progress. So if you can't stop Cincy tonight, I'm going to have some question marks about you. 301-230-0980 is the number. The biggest question marks that still need to be answered for the Washington Commanders as we get geared up for tonight's second preseason game. Kari wants to chime in. What's going on, Kari?
What's good, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Chilling. So my biggest question right now is the pass rush, right? So I think a lot of people got caught up on the pass defense last year, which wasn't great, mm-hmm. but our front four didn't get a lot of pressure about sending an extra man. So I'm curious to see, you know, with the Bengals offensive line, regardless of who's playing, can we actually get some pass rush on Joe and whoever they got bringing as a backup?
Yeah, I think it's a good call, and I appreciate you as always. I'll say this about the pass rush. I believe I said it on Friday. Throughout training camp, and look, here's the thing about training camp. J.P. Finley said this to me, I think it was after Friday's practice or after Thursday's practice. Don't get caught up in the emotional roller coaster that is NFL training camp. You're going to see a lot of different things. A lot of different guys are going to flash. It's about having the discernment to decide, well, what's real and what's fake. So I'll say this in terms of what I've seen thus far throughout training camp relative to the pass rush. Of all the things that we're privy to out there, we get to see special teams, offense, defense, every position group out there getting work in. The Commanders' pass rush through training camp has been the most consistent thing of this training camp. Each and every time they line up and put their hand in the dirt, you feel their impact. And I think it really culminated in that intra-squad scrimmage last week or earlier this week where we saw Javon Kinlaw and Dorrance Armstrong get pressures and impact the offense. It was the worst I had ever seen Jayden Daniels practice. Now, mind you, he was under siege all day long. The internal clock seems like it got sped up. But that wasn't because, you know, he was going up against the 85 Bears. That's because he was going up against our pass rush. So I think that's definitely an encouraging sign. But they're another group, you know, that I think for sure is under the microscope. Our Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. 301-230-0980 is the number. First hour in the books here on the Burgundy and Gold today. A lot more to get to as we get you warmed up for Commanders and Bengals. Preseason game number 2 under the lights on Monday Night Football to wrap up week 2 of the preseason. We'll go behind enemy lines coming up in about a half hour when Paul Danner Jr. joins us from The Athletic. When we get back, though, the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of sports talk radio. It's time for Nell's Super Six Pack, my top 6 Commanders that I'm going to have under the microscope heading into tonight's second preseason game. That's next here on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.